So our topic seems to have evolved into forgiveness. What is forgiveness? I like JJ's thing of forgiving. I've used that very much often. You're giving something. If you're all about giving something, then you're in a state of forgiving. And if you're all about getting something, you're in a state of forgetting. So you're either trying to get something for yourself, some sort of identity, some sort of sense of reality, sense of importance, some sort of thing that you can identify yourself from what you get from the outside world, which is just a very outside-in way of relating, which is kind of what humans do all the time. Or you're forgiving. You're actually giving something, and that something is the freedom of the true reality. You can give it to yourself, or you can give it to another. Give it to another. Or you can try to get it for yourself from another. Rachel really inspired me. There was something of emissaries of divine light. What's that about? Emissary is on behalf of. Divine light is the awareness of the reality of divinity, of who we truly are. I think the only thing that we ever really have to forgive is misidentification, a forgetting of who we truly are. And perhaps inside of that, the next step of remembering who you truly are is being a representative on behalf of that, helping remind everybody else of who they truly are. But when we forget it about ourselves, we begin to identify about things inside of ourselves that aren't true. And that's where I think a lot of shame comes from. Where it's like, oh, this bad thing happens. I am a bad person. Someone told me something ugly about myself. I'm an ugly person. The thing is, though, shame can go in that direction of shooting you down into your own self-perception and identification of who you are. But it can also go in the other direction of trying to push yourself up. There's a balance and an imbalance on each side of everything. Rachel, in fact, during my first year here, kind of taught me this. She called it sovereign inflation or sovereign deflation. So I would go into my, like, all right, let's power up into the reality of who I am. And just, like, start, and she'd be like, you're so sovereign inflated right now. Just like, rah! But really, there's this, like, there's imbalance on both sides with a balance in the middle. And that's the sweet spot, the balance points. That's where we're able to, like, ascend into another level of reality and experience. And so I have things that I don't like about myself, that I judge about myself. I judge to be not good. And inside of those, if I identify that as who I am, I'm going to go into shame and feel lowly. Chances are probably then I won't like that feeling. So I want to go to the other side. And I'll find the things that I feel good about myself, that I want to praise about myself, that I think are really good. And dwell inside of that, and now I feel highly rather than lowly. But I have to push myself up there because I'm compensating for some other thing that's like essentially shame. The first and last spirit to enter and leave the heart. Either one of them, whether it's like, oh, how lowly am I or how big am I, they're both misidentifications. They're both ways of taking some part of the personality, some part of the expression, and saying, this is me. When in reality, the you that you are is the divine reality. It is that which is coming in to, as David was talking about on Monday, cause an apocalypse and shake up all those other false identities that we hold and carry. whether we use them to push ourselves up or push ourselves down. And so that's what we have to forgive about ourselves, first and foremost. Then we can forgive another person, because truth is, what we see in our side of ourselves is usually what we see inside of others. And how we feel about what we see inside of ourselves is how we feel about what we see inside of others. The journey is conscious self-reflection. If it is proper to assume that all of us have these identifications with all these parts of personality and habits and expressions that are not the true reality of the divine light of the being that I am, and I want to return into knowing the divine reality of the light of the being that I am, then I have to get real about what's going on inside of there that's identified with something other than the truth of who I am. And when I do that work and I look in the mirror, I free myself. And I also free others. Because if I can't see the truth of who I am as a being of love and an angel incarnate, I can't see it in you. And if I can't see it in you, I can't see it in myself. What a paradox. But it starts somewhere, and the easiest place is right here, to begin to open up, to look at what's really there, and to replace it with the divine identity. That's what I'm giving. The gift that I give to myself is seeing that as who I am. The gift I give to others is seeing that as who you are. And if I'm trying to get something from you, or trying to get something from the world, or to try and get something for myself, from myself, around my own false identity, then that's okay too. Because we're all just trying to wake up a little more. We're all just trying to become a little more conscious. We're all just trying to become a little more intentional. Nobody's perfect or perfected, but we can all be on a journey of moving in that direction ever more every day. What it does take, though, is being more conscious and intentional. Forgive whatever's been holding and standing in the way of your own true expression, and give yourself that liberation to be the being that you truly are. Otherwise, you might just be going through life trying to get something to fill that hole from the space where that's missing, and then end up just forgetting who you even are at all. That's our journey. That's what I want to be about, collectively. Thank you.